George's mind was blown at the break. Quick brief discussion that Nebraska is one of a very few now that have never won an NCAA tournament game. I think it's there to take. I really do. I think you... I just can't believe as many kids go out of state that play basketball in the state. You can't find somebody that fits, right? You can't find somebody that fits that style that you want to play. But it is what it is. Moving on here. An interesting one for me, and this is something that will, via Dan Hoff and via Brett McMurphy, double citation there. Not a big deal. There's only three players currently that have better 2019 Heisman odds than Taylor Martinez. Or I think you meant Adrian Martinez. Freudian slip there. The hype train is running full speed, and he's buying a first-class ticket. Adrian Martinez right now listed at 12-1 to win the Heisman. This is such a... I've caught such a glass box of emotion on this because I want to buy in and I want to say, oh my God, this is great. And here we go. And the way it, you know, it runs. But I just can't yet because there's so much more that has to be proven. Listen, Damon and Gary nailed it this morning. Nailed it. When your quarterback position is stable, okay, and trusted, the rest of it becomes easy. You can focus on the little things that you know, you fine-tune things in your lines. You really get in and tweak and find that mismatch with your receiving core, an advantage you can take of in a blocking scheme. It even helps your defense because they're getting quality reps against a quality opponent. Not a ton of them in a game, but you're getting them where a guy that can put the ball in the right place, he knows how to read the defense. You see all these things happen, so... I just don't want it to be. I want to go back to before anybody really realized how good he was. And hey, credit to Frost and crew when UCF season was done. Hey, congratulations, boys! Happy, happy, happy! You know, confetti's flying. We're on a plane, and we're out going to get our guy, and they got their guy. But managing that expectation, right, and a kid having a good level head on his shoulders. 12-1 is good money. The way things lay out, you're going to win a lot of games. I hope this isn't another setup, right? And trust is another part of this, too. Knowing a lot of that coaching staff personally, I know what they're about. I know what they're trying to lay out as far as the culture for Nebraska football goes. On the field, off the field, as we found, they're going to let due process take its course, but that's a whole nother. Another story. But managing that expectation, do you think that affects the locker room, right? So as I get into that, and how they handle this will be interesting, because if it does start off well for Nebraska next football season, that hype train that D-Hop mentioned, that thing is going to get way raucous and way out of control. I'm intrigued to see how that gets passed down, because it's human nature. You want to make sure that you're getting your shine too, as everybody says. And I think how the kid or the player handles it is going to be an interesting read for next year. Because Adrian Martinez is that dude. He's got a lot of those values that you look for in your leader. You look for in the guy that I'm still baffled at as a true freshman. And I'm 100% aware that season ended up 4-8. But by the end, He was exceeding where I thought he could have been, and it's a deal. Solidify some things on defense. Solidify some things on the offense. Adrian Martinez could be a problem for a lot of people. So I'm interested. If you got any thoughts on that, give us a buzz, 402-951-1620 or 877-951-1620. Hit me up on the Equitable Bank 1620 Zone inbox, Vers at 1620 Zone, or drop me a little line here on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Vers51. Now, well, that still has to shake out for any of that to come through. And the Heisman, more than anything, is how good your team is now more than ever, right? You're not going to see You're not going to see a guy that's part of a meddling team that, oh, he's the reason they are where they are. You know what I'm saying? Oklahoma's got the past two. They're back-to-backs, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, but OU is relevant all the time. And Lincoln Riley, they're calling the shots. That's a guy that's going to make sure that the quarterback is on showcase and make sure that he has everything he needs to succeed out there and about in the town. So, yeah, it's I saw that come across, and that's falling. The last time I saw it, I think he was closer to like 24-1 out there quite a ways. But, yeah, so no pressure. Adrian Martinez just sure up there. And it's unique to me, too, when you see kids and you know these things happen. And he probably isn't looking at it in that manner. He seems to be a very team-focused, you know, we above me kind of guy. But is it odd that I have so much trust in a guy that's going to be 2 years out of high school to handle a situation, right? When's the last time we were just like kind of at ease with QB? Tommy Armstrong, God bless him. I think he did the best of what he could in the situation that was at Nebraska. But you were always kind of like, okay, this is all right, bud. Taylor Martinez, same way. Ton of talent. You knew everything he had. They're still that kind of like, okay, what's going to happen here, bud? What are we going to do? It's a different feeling. Or maybe that is a reinforcement of the guy behind him. That trust in the coach permeate through as a fan base. Because that's all we are, all are now, are fans. I'm a fan just like you guys. I just happen to know a couple of guys that are on the staff. But maybe that helps me put my mind at ease for a lot of this stuff as you go through seasons and you look at things like that. But it's an interesting take that a buddy of mine and I were talking about. His name's Joel, but we're not that Joel. But we were talking just about it. He said, I don't know. He said, I don't know how I'd react or how it would change the scenario. Because say you take somebody like Tommy Armstrong, who I think was a crazy talented kid. I really think he was a talented, talented kid. What if you put Frost as his HC or OC? Does that all turn out different? Does his calm, does his teaching, does that take? And I'm not trying to get into a Jimmy's and Joe's, X's and O's discussion. I think you got the perfect storm right now, though. You got a guy that's supremely talented, running the quarterback spot, has a great relationship with, I don't even know what we're terming for Dusko, but he's awesome. Smoking cigars and just doing his thing. The quarterback whisperer and the head coach. That's where it's a cool setup. I think with different tutelage, nothing against the guys that coached them. I think with different tutelage, those two players, Taylor Martinez, Tommy Armstrong's careers go drastically different at Nebraska, and they're viewed in a different manner. There's no way to quantify. There's no way to put it out there. Just a gut feeling. Because we've all been around that person that made us better. Ryan Terwilliger, when I was in Malcolm as a coach, he made me a better coach. Flat out. Because I was out there yelling, screaming, just acting crazy. It's like, hey, I know you're super competitive. I know you want to win, but we got to kind of scaring people. You know, calm down. But then when you realize that you can go on then in that coaching world, and this carries over to professional world too. There's people that have taken the little, you know, part-time job working for me for 15 years. Nobody's made it 15 years, but they take their job and say, hey, took a lot of things, you know, you taught me into that's what matters. That's what it's about. But I see so many of those characteristics in this staff where they're taking kids and elevating them. That's the job of any coach, any supervisor, anybody in the working world. Yeah. But I just, I hope they can just kind of control, not control, control's a bad word. Limit is a worse word. manage is probably the best bad word I can find. But to manage expectation, or to make sure that at least they prepared their player in Adrian Martinez for that to go through and be able to handle all that, that's kind of what I'm looking for. I don't think he's going to get big-headed in anything. I don't think it's going to be a deal where he's going to run rampant and, oh, my God, look at me, and you guys need to step it up and maybe better. The part that he probably gets that I admire the most is he knows without everybody else he's nothing. You're going to be the best guy on a terrible team. Doesn't matter. You're terrible. He comprehends as that thing goes. Especially for him, as he goes, that thing goes. So it'll be fun to watch. Did have a question here off of the email. Verz, which side, what are you thinking about the baseball, state of baseball in Nebraska, both college teams? Well, number one, you forgot a team because UNO's got a baseball team, ended up sneaking one out against USC out there on the left coast. Huskers and Jays. I probably am the most – I like good baseball. I like – I will watch a 1-0 game just as much as I'm likely to watch a 10-9 game. 10-9 game. I think 10-9 game now is probably going to be a little more commonplace in college baseball for a while until everybody's arms get rock and rolling. But for those of you that are from Nebraska, from the state, whatever side of the line you're on, tell me something that is more fun than a good Nebraska-Creighton baseball game that's close, right? We used to drive up from Lincoln, right, when they played at the Blatt, and you come up, and Nebraska-Creighton, Nebraska was good, Creighton was good. Those things were electric, and you could buy 24-ounce cans of beer. So you're talking about a couple cool ones, watch a little baseball, but as long as they're both good, I don't care. Because that's one of the funnest things to do in a summer evening is watch those guys play. And watch those cats get after it. Because it can turn on a dime either way. And you can do everything right in a game, and one play makes it go wrong. And that's what the beauty of just the crushing blow that is baseball. So, Creighton off to a good start. They swept Little Rock, yeah? Am I right in that, George? Do you know? I think they came back and won the last night. I tuned out of it for a second. Give me just a sec here. Oh, I think it's blowing 13-12 win. When we were talking here, this is fantastic radio. Just a sec. Yeah. So they swept Little Rock 3-0. 10-8, 13-8, 12-10, in 11. I think it's just going to be fun. When's the first Nebraska? Scroll through some stuff here. First Nebraska was Tuesday, April 9th in Lincoln. Nebraska UNO square off. And the one thing I'll always credit, I think Creighton does a fantastic job scheduling. Like, you got the ones you have to have, sprinkling a little Purdue, K-State. But yeah, and then the UNO game. Then they got Nebraska in the 23rd Adam Ameritrade. UNO, they play a couple. So yeah, well, they got three with UNO. Yeah. So I as long as baseball is good, I don't care. And don't sleep on UNO. That's a squad. They've got some good young arms. They've got some cats that don't really feel they beat Nebraska last year for the first time, I think, since 97. As long as baseball in the state's good, I'm good. Step out here, take a quick one.
Real quick.
You can ask me the question?
No, I'm going to ask you a different question.
Oh, yeah, no?
I know you said as long as one of them's good, like mm-hmm. You're all good and that kind of stuff. Do you see CWS for any of the three?
Way too early prediction. I tell you what, I'll give you my way too early prediction after the series in Arizona with Nebraska, Oregon State. I think Nebraska can get out of that with a split. I'll talk about it. That means to me their pitching's going to hold up. I mean, Oregon State's a good program, good club, right? Always going to have a ton of arms. I'll probably know more after that weekend. How's that, George? We'll come back. George says he's got another question for me, so we'll do that question before we get to Shave at 12:30. You good with that? And we'll come back with George's question when we return here on Game Time, 1620 in the Zone.